Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, and welcome to Financial Market Insights for Traders, where we break down global trends, markets, and strategies to help you trade and invest smarter. I'm your host, Sophia, and today's episode is big. We're digging into the world of emerging markets, specifically the real opportunities and serious risks when investing in countries like India, China, Brazil, Vietnam, and beyond. Now, this isn't just about chasing growth. It's about understanding where the next decade of global wealth will be built and how to position yourself for it responsibly and strategically. We'll cover political risks, growth potential, investment tools like ETFs, ADRs, and local brokers, and niche topics like Sharia investing, ESG strategies, and how to invest during inflation, especially in markets like India. So whether you're a global investor, a beginner dipping your toes in foreign equities, or just curious about building stronger international diversification, this one's for you. Let's get into it. Why emerging markets matter? First, let's define what we're talking about. Emerging markets, or EMs, are countries transitioning from developing to developed status. Think India, China, Brazil, Vietnam, Nigeria, nations with rapid growth, expanding populations, and rising middle classes. Investors love them because they often deliver higher GDP growth than developed markets, younger workforces, less market saturation, and often untapped industrial or technological potential. Now, in 2025, these markets are even more critical. As Western economies deal with slower growth and inflation, capital is looking elsewhere for returns. And emerging economies? They're at the center of that shift. But these markets come with political instability, currency volatility, less transparency, and regulatory surprises. So how do you get in? And how do you manage the risk? India, the growth engine of the decade. Let's start with India, arguably the crown jewel of emerging markets in 2025. India is not just growing, it's exploding. With a population of 1.4 billion and a median age under 30, it's got the world's largest youth population, and they're digital, aspirational, and spending. Sectors to watch? IT tech services, Infosys, TCS, Wipro. These firms aren't just local giants, they're global. Manufacturing. The Make in India initiative and production-linked incentive schemes are bringing Apple, Foxconn, and other global players into the fold. Financial services and fintech. Mobile-first platforms like Paytm, Zeroda, and UPI-based payments are revolutionizing the landscape. But it's not all smooth sailing. Inflation remains a threat. If you're investing during inflation in India, you'll want to consider sectors like energy, FMCG, or gold-backed ETFs. Bureaucracy can be a nightmare. Regulatory changes like the 2016 demonetization shook markets. Infrastructure, while improving, is still playing catch-up. So how can you invest in India? For foreigners, ETFs like iShares MSCI India, INDA, WisdomTree India Earnings Fund, EPI, or India 50 ETFs are a solid starting point. ADRs, American Depositary Receipts, let you buy Indian stocks like Infosys, INFY, HDFC Bank, HDB, and ICICI Bank, IBN, right from your U.S. brokerage account. Local brokers, platforms like Zeroda, Grow, and Upstocks are accessible to NRIs and select foreign investors who complete their KYC process. If you're in India and want to invest in U.S. stocks from India, look at Vested, iAND Money, or ICSI Direct Global, apps that bridge you into U.S. equities without needing a foreign broker. China. Huge potential, huge uncertainty. Now, China. Still the world's second largest economy, still an innovation powerhouse, but let's be honest, the last few years have made investors cautious. Here's the opportunity. China leads in green tech, electric vehicles, manufacturing, and AI. Companies like NIO, BYD, and CATL are global game changers. E-commerce platforms like Alibaba, JD.com, and Pinduoduo are evolving past Amazon's model. But here's the caution. Regulatory risk is real. Beijing's sudden crackdowns on tech and education send billions evaporating overnight. Geopolitics between U.S.-China trade tensions, Taiwan, and a shifting global order makes this a very active risk environment. And transparency issues continue. Accounting irregularities and corporate governance still lag behind Western standards. How to invest in China smartly? ETFs. KWB gives you China's internet sector. MCHI and FXI offer broader exposure. ADRs, Alibaba, BABA, JD.com, JD, Baidu, Baidu. Direct via Hong Kong. For seasoned investors, platforms like Futu, Tiger Brokers, or Interactive Brokers offer access to HKEX and even mainland A-shares. Beyond India and China, the rising stars. Now let's talk Vietnam, Brazil, and Nigeria. Each has unique, actionable opportunities. Vietnam. Vietnam is the darling of the China Plus One strategy. Global manufacturers are moving operations here to diversify risk. Think electronics, garments, and food processing. It's politically stable. Labor is cheap. Infrastructure is rapidly developing. Access it via VNEC Vietnam ETF, VNM, or Frontier Market Mutual Funds. Brazil. Resource rich, Brazil is a play on agriculture, energy, and clean tech. Watch for political whiplash and currency swings. But if you believe in commodities and green growth, this is a core pick. Invest via iShares MSCI Brazil ETF, EWZ, or Global XSDM for high dividend plays. Nigeria, Kenya. Africa's not there yet for mainstream investors, but in fintech, companies like Flutterwave and M-Pesa are transforming daily life. Consider indirect exposure through broader EM ETFs or venture capital funds. Investment tools for emerging markets. 1. ETFs. Low cost. Diversified. Accessible. Look for region-specific or thematic funds like green energy or financials. 2. ADRs. Listed on U.S. exchanges. Dollar-denominated. Easier to trade and understand tax-wise. 3. Local brokers. Ideal if you want small cap or IPO exposure. But be mindful of fees, forex conversion, and regulation. 4. Global platforms. Interactive Brokers, Saxo Bank, and TD Ameritrade offer access to multiple foreign markets under one roof. Special considerations. ESG investing. Sustainability matters. From India's solar projects to Brazil's biofuels, EMs are ground zero for ESG investing. We dive deeper into this in our ESG Investing podcast episode. Go give it a listen if you're impact-minded. Sharia investing. If you're looking for Sharia investing or halal investment options, you're in luck. There are now Sharia-compliant ETFs like SBUS, KSA, and iShares MSCI Islamic Funds, Sukuk Islamic Bonds, even Sharia-friendly funds in India and Malaysia. Inflation protection. Inflation is biting hard in EMs. Protect your portfolio by allocating to real assets like gold, commodities, real estate ETFs. Choosing stocks with pricing power. Think consumer staples and energy. Using dollar-based assets like ADRs or dollar-denominated bonds. We cover this in detail in our recent episode on investing during inflation in India. Final take, balance growth and risk. To wrap up, Emerging markets investment in 2025 isn't a gamble, it's a strategy. But you need discipline. Study the politics. Understand the currency swings. Use the right tools, ETFs, ADRs, or regulated brokers. And always diversify globally. For a smarter start, I recommend crystalballmarkets.com, a powerful, intuitive platform for trading and investing across global markets. Whether you're trading U.S. tech or buying Vietnamese ETFs, this is your home base. And if you're hungry for more insights, tune into the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. It's packed with practical tips, smart strategies, and real talk market analysis. That's it for today's episode. If you found this helpful, please hit follow and share it with your fellow traders and investors. Until next time, I'm Sophia, and this is Financial Market Insights for Traders, your voice of clarity in global markets.